Joining us now in our studio is Laura Turek, and we're going to talk about the 100 Days of Reading. Good morning, Laura. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, 100 Days of Reading. That must mean we're in summertime.
Yes, it does.
That's a sure sign of summer. I'm presuming right now we're already well into the 100 days.
We are. The Save the Children program with the Rotary combined to do this challenge to get kids reading every day this summer. And they started June 1st, and although Northfield was still in school during that time, I think nationally that was kind of a movement. So mm-hmm. June 1st through September 8th is the 100 days, and they're looking for kids to read every single day.
And I would imagine they probably found some kids that are willing to do that. But how, you know, as far as the program itself, can the kids read whatever they want to read?
Is there assigned reading? Nope. And, you know, they have some minute tracking, which parents will be familiar with, the 20 minutes a day kind of a recommendation. But really, we don't care if it's 1 minute or 100 minutes. We want you to read every day. A little something. It could be the comics. It could be a graphic novel. It could be the back of a game box that you're about to play with your friend. We just want to know that kids are using those muscles in their brain that they work so hard on during the school year.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I haven't thought about that area. I thought it was more of a literature-based type thing. But yeah, if you stimulate your brain, learn new words, and expand your horizons, that's goal number one.
Oh, yeah. School teachers work hard throughout the year to help these kids learn how to sound out letters and how to sound out words and how to decode, and they have all kinds of ways that they help them during the school year. And then we have what's called the summer slump, and sometimes the summer learning loss, summer melt, they've been calling it lately, where kids, especially kids coming out of COVID years, had a lot of learning interruption. And so solidifying some of those skills is what we're trying to do. This is just another variety of it, but we just want kids reading every single day.
That's good. Hopefully kids can get, especially early in the summer, get into the habit of doing that. I would imagine later on in the summer, is it more difficult later on to keep them focused on that?
Well, you know, it probably goes always in households, but we're mm-hmm. looking to encourage kids to use the public library. They have an amazing learning challenge this summer, and they have different ways that they're offering learning to kids, all of them that will be reading. You know, it's reading in different ways. And mm-hmm. so even Legos, even art projects, they all have reading components. And so the library is what our first indication of where we want you to go is. There's a million books, there's online books, there's amazing staff that can help you. I should admit, I'm a library board member, so I'm very big fan of the library. I would encourage everyone to go down to the library and try out this program. But additionally, if you're not familiar with the library yet, we'd love for you to try the little libraries around town. There's over 65 little libraries in Northfield. We're a very library-rich community. And the libraries are stocked regularly by volunteers. Mm-hmm. We have 15 free bookshelves all over town in different businesses. And those are stocked regularly by volunteers. And the only way we can stock those is if we have donations. And so the other thing I wanted to make sure to mention is that Content Bookstore has partnered with us to assemble a list of books on their website. And that website has all the titles, including bilingual titles. So for families where the parents maybe prefer Spanish as a first language, this could be an option for them. But we're looking for folks to step up and donate their books, especially the gently used children's books. And so we have receptacles all over town. We have about 5 or 6 locations where you can donate those books.
All right. It's a good good program. And it's good. Content is bookstores. Very involved in a lot of different, literacy-based programs and reading and such. I want to thank the folks at Content. They do a great job.
Oh, they're so generous. Yeah, they've really been a great partner to Northfield Promise.
And, you know, I could probably spend the next 10 minutes trying to think of something that the Rotary Club is not involved in. Scandal. That's it. They're not involved in any scandals. Boy, we had some folks on here the other day about the four-way taste, and we have them on regularly. The Rotary program, they just do such a wonderful job, and they're so active and they're so community focused.
Oh, this grant would not be possible without them. They really stepped up and did the application and worked with me to facilitate all that process. So they were wonderful. Especially, I want to call out Lori Williams for stepping forward and helping with that.
All right. You have anything else we need to know about that? I know you've got kids yourself. You've got to get them to basketball practices. So.
Yeah, no, I just encourage anyone, you don't need a special form to be a part of the reading challenge. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, read your books. And if you want to submit for a prize, HCI would be glad to accept your list of reading. You could write it on the back of a napkin for all we care. Just we want to know that you're working your brain muscles and that parents are helping kids get to those books around town. So the YMCA, Kid Ventures, Summer Plus, the CAC, all these places are helping us with handing out forms and getting prizes for kids who've read their minutes for every day for, you know, a week. And then we'll hopefully build habits that will carry us through August and into school year. So.
Yeah, those good habits being developed. Hopefully, maybe someday we'll have 365 days of reading.
That would be amazing. Yes.
All right. Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks
we
for having
us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll, I guess, talk to you again soon. Best of luck to you with the whole reading program. It's a great program, and we wish you continued success.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Lori Turek, once again, with 100 Days of Reading.